I stumble out of the two horses, paper bag with alarm clock under my arm. I walk along the north side of the street, planning to take a left at DuPont so I can walk the canal. It's not odd to see a lone biker or a pair of kids coming home at this time of night, but now it's five or six bikes approaching, riderless. I freeze for a moment before turning around, picking up speed as I retrace my steps. I start to run, but the gang has definitely noticed me, and I can hear them working themselves into a nice rolling gallop behind me. I take a right down Luminescence, a quick left into the alley between Luminescence and 4th Street, jump out on the other end, cross 4th and end up in Vichy Square, just a few benches and a patch of grass. The bikes catch up to me there, and I suddenly have an image of a fist fight with Louis Lechevio in 2nd grade. An awkward affair that left him with a popped eardrum. The alarm clock goes off, and a split second later they are upon me. I drive my boot into the side of the first attacker's tire, which sends it skidding on its side. The second one wheels up and knocks me in the temple, hard. My ears ring as I swing back with the only thing I have in my hand, my paper bag of alarm clock. It smashes into the tire as another bike tries to take my legs out from behind, but instead leaves a nasty rubber burn across the back of my calf. I have a moment here and use it to quickly scamper behind one of the park benches. I rip open the paper bag and pull out the clock by its cord. A largish huffy rams into my side with enough force to knock me down, but I spring back up with the cord wrapped partially around my hand, loose enough to swing as a weapon. Which I do. I swing it towards the Huffy and make contact, knocking the bike on its side. Two more bikes approach over the bench and I abuse the alarm clock on them too, the radio reacting to each hit. I stand there dazed for a moment as the bikes regroup, then regain my wits and sprint towards the 24-hour pharmacy I know is on the next block.